Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, people out there at Blood River Radio Land. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a really unusual broadcast tonight, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. You are listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm going to be running pretty much solo tonight for the first hour. But people, I'll just let you know the drill around here. We're going to go to a prayer, and I'm telling you what, people, we are desperately in need of prayer. That's the only thing that's going to save us. As my dear brother Rich texted in, Master Robert said that it's in God's hand. Everything is in God's hand. None of this that's hitting us is taking us God by surprise. You know what? We may have to be cleansed. We have our ancestors in the Colosseum in Rome. I mean, how many of those were fed to the lions? Because they wouldn't bow. They wouldn't take a knee to Baal, and they would not denounce their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That may happen here sooner than we thought. But anyway, people, if you will, it is December the 19th, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. If you've heard me say once before, or probably several times, there is no name under heaven other than Jesus Christ in which men may be saved. And I'm going to tell you, this is the gospel of Eddie Miller, the gospel of Papaw. If you're a St. Jude, the gospel of the Bombardier, if you're Blood River, the gospel of the SOB sometimes. But listen, there's only one thing in the world that can save you, and that is Jesus Christ Almighty. Your holy water, your rosary beads, your brothers in the churches, your elders, none of that crap is going to save you. You have to get on your knees. You have to have an individual, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ Almighty. Nothing else is going to save you. That's it. And with that, I'm going to shut up and say just a quick prayer, people. Oh, Lord, Almighty God, All Father, Maker of heaven and earth, all things that are seen and unseen, if you will, Lord, if you can, let this cup pass from us, Lord, this bitter cup that we are facing right now in this future here in the United States, most specifically in South Africa, and we'll talk about that in a minute, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, if you will, I know we probably need to be chastised, but if you could, Lord, stay your hand and let it be not as bad. Give us one more chance. Give our nation one more chance, Lord, to come to you. To turn from our wicked ways, to seek your face, to pray, to ask for forgiveness, O Lord. If you will, Lord, please keep Blood River Radio going. Keep Liberty News Radio going. Please protect our people in South Africa, all of our white people in the world, especially in South Africa, who they're really in bad straits right now. Lord, let Blood River Radio always be a instrument of your service. Let Liberty News Radio always continue to be an instrument of your service, Lord. Lord, you will protect me, my family, and my friends, all the people listening to this show. Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, I like to say, right now, it's going to be just me. We were supposed to have, we're supposed to have Simon Rhodes call in. I talked to him not long ago, and it's really bad over there. The water has been cut off. The electricity has been cut off. It's blazing hot, so you know they have no air conditioner. There's water running in the streets, but none in their sinks, where they can get water to drinking water. They have no internet, no cell phone service. Simon was supposed to call in and be on from 2 to 3 segments with us here at Blood River. But I've been talking with him back and forth on WhatsApp, and I think that's down now too. But people, you can call me dramatic if you want to. I don't know. But it sounds really bad over there. And you know what? To rub salt in the wound, to rub their nose, to rub the white people's nose in dung. Get this. The blacks are having great celebrations at resorts over there, and they have their power turned on. They have their radio turned, their water, their electricity. They have it all. They're celebrating. And, but the whites over there where Simon is, they have nothing. They're being starved out, run out, heated out. I can't talk to Simon now. You can't talk to him. But I tell you what, it just sounds really bad. People, if you will, even if you've never prayed, if you will, please get on your knees and pray for our brothers in South Africa. As you well know, like I've told you 100 times before, this radio station here was, I think, a miracle of God came to me in my sleep. But to get it, not to give you that whole story there, but we started this radio program with our primary purpose was to raise awareness up to global white genocide, whichever way you want to say it. Some people call it ethnic cleansing, displacement. It's all genocide, people. Ethnic cleansing, it's all genocide. And our poster child for Blood River Radio, and our primary purpose to raise awareness to the global white genocide, with our poster child being in South Africa, we also pledge to try to fight that in every way we can. But we're a very small radio show, and we have a very small budget. As a matter of fact, I've got to, Sam's been carrying us. I've got to send in, I'm proud to say that we have, our contract expires on January 6th. We're going to have our airtime for a full year. If we get taken down, we do. If we don't, we don't. But that's just the way it is. But anyway, people, they're really suffering over there. They certainly are. So I guess maybe I'm repeating myself. But if you will, pray. Please pray for Simon. After all, also I'd like to ask you to pray for one of our dear friends, Jim. I guess I won't say his full name because I don't know if I didn't get his permission. But Jim is laying in a hospital bed in Arizona. Jim is one of our dear brothers. You've probably heard me say before that he was in Vietnam, against his will. He was an infantryman. He's got his combat infantry badge. He has served up close and as personal as they can get. So personal that he was combat wounded. He's on a crutch. From being over there in Vietnam, some of us that got drafted at that time are much more fortunate. But I tell you what, I've never seen anybody that went to and from Vietnam that was 100% whole. They always come home with some type of ailment, be it a bad leg or no legs, or some of your mind. It destroyed your mind over there. The drugs, the unending carnage, the insanity, the napalm, the senseless destruction, and there I go wandering again, people. I'm just a little bit upset. I'm gonna get back what I was doing. Also, I'm donating. I'm dedicating the show tonight to Jim. Jim Zim. I'll just call him Jim. Jim Zim. He's really sick. I'm hoping he can be out of the hospital. He was telling me probably in about 5 to 6 weeks. And also, I'm dedicating this show tonight to Simon Roach and to all of our friends in South Africa and to our brothers. Anyway, people, I think Lee Cochran is probably going to call in pretty soon with some breaking news. But until he calls in, I'm going to start talking about one thing that's kind of near and dear to my mind, to my heart, but before I do that, please forgive me for these rabbit trails I'm going down, but you've heard me read this quote before. I've got it pulled up, and I'm going to tell you why I keep reading this, because there's one thing we have missing in these here United States of America right now, and that's courage. courage. Right now, not only do we need God Almighty, but you know what? It's my firm belief God expects us to get on our knees and pray, like we said earlier. You know, we gotta turn from our wicked ways, seek God's faith, and pray, and He'll heal our land. Maybe not in that chronological order, but that's what we have to do. And I'm gonna tell you what, it's my firm belief that God despises a coward. God hates a coward. I really believe that in my heart. And I'm going to read this quote I've read you before. This is so, so pertinent to nowadays. This is from one of my heroes, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. "And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people sat there with their fingers, their butt on their fingers, not doing anything, like they're doing here with these mask-wearing idiots. Okay, if people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step of the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at their hands. If they had done that, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all the solemn stirs, the crushed machine would have ground to a halt. But we didn't love freedom enough, by God. We had no awareness of the situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards." We'll be back with you people in just a minute.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Well, people, thank you so much for putting up with a little tirade in the beginning. It's just been, I just can't tell you how angry I am tonight. The hatred I have built up is just be almost uncontrollable. That's right. I'm going to pray for those that they end up on the end of my sword. But anyway, listen, people, just to give you a quick recap, You know, we've been trying to get Simon Roach on the radio. He's supposed to come on tonight, but the power's cut off. The internet's cut off. The electricity's cut off. The water's cut off. It's hot as crap over there. And, you know, our brothers are getting ready to be attacked. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, people. Before we bring Lee on. Lee's on the phone. I can't tell you how much I despise the bulk of our so-called white people. And I have people that are in the identity. Oh, and if you're in the identity and you belong to the white race, you're good to go. Well, let me tell you what. No, the hell you're not. Because I'm going to tell you what. At least 60% of the white people in this country are not worth a damn. And if you say, oh, you can't judge. God has said, if you judge, you'll be judged. Well, by God, I'm using the wisdom that God gave me to judge. And I'll repeat it. I'll double down. 50, probably 60% of the white people in this country, like my grandfather used to say, they're not worth the powder and lead it'll take to blow their head off. I'm repeating my grandfather. He said that. You know what? Any white person that will not get off their butt and raise hell about what's going on over there in South Africa, our people are getting ready to be exterminated. We need to get off our butt, raise hell, and you know what? Don't beg and get on your knees and plead for these stinking, worthless congressmen, these stinking, worthless senators, especially the Democratic Party, and especially, you know what? The Republican Party is worse. The Republican Party has been turning on Trump like you know, self-eating piranha, man. They're eating that man alive. They're turning on him. You know what? And don't get me wrong. I don't think Trump is in some kind of a savior. In fact, he's done, for every good thing he's done 2 to 3 bad. But I'll tell you what, he's been fighting this worldwide geocracy. So, you know, the point I'm getting to, we have to get off our butt. We have to get in the streets. We have to raise holy hell. We have to do like the Black Lives Matter and Antifa. We have to march down to the mayor's home, to the city council's a building, to the federal building, and we have to demand they do their damn job, or we have to go in there and drag them out and put people in there that will work. And I'm going to tell you what, I'll never, as long as I live, vote for another stinking Republican. I will vote for it's going to have to be a third party or something. We have to get out. We have to get out of this mindset that the Republican Party is going to save us. There's no stinking party going to save you. I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, what it is. The only people that can save us, the only people that can save the people of South Africa, the only people that can reverse this genocide that's coming against us, white Christian people in the United States, is you, me, we the people. Go look in the mirror. If you're white, that's your uniform. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're a white person, they're coming after you. These people are our enemy. They hate you. They hate your brothers and your sisters. They hate your grandparents. Now, they will not be satisfied until the last white Christian person in the United States is dead. And they won't be satisfied then. They will want to put a cesspool on your grave. They want to dig your grandparents up and put them in a cesspool. It's to have a satanic hatred. And now, people, we're going to bring Leon, and we're going to talk about some solutions that we have to this problem, if there is any other than getting on our knees and praying. But I'm going to tell you what, just sitting around here and praying is not going to get it. We have God results. God expects us to get in and fight. Look at what he did in the Old Testament days. Look, King David, but these mealy-mouthed Christians, oh, we got to love our brethren. Yes, we do love, but there's a hell of a lot more gospel in the Bible other than this love. God used King David. King David was famous for killing. Saul was famous for killing. Saul killed his thousands. King David was was famous for killing his tens of thousands. So we have to get off our butt and get in the streets. We cannot let our fellow people in South Africa and here in the United States be killed. And that's coming, people. If you don't think it's coming here, you're living in La La Land. And I know you know I'm right, but you just want to, you know, you want to live in your mirage. Well, that we're going to bring Lee Cochran on right now. Are you there, Lee, son?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, Eddie. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We got so many crises going on, Eddie, like you're saying. South Africa, the vaccination. We got, we're losing our republic here in America. And we're, you know, I think Trump better declare the Insurrection Act, you know, and I heard, according to Mike Adams, this hack is not done by Russia. It's done by the Chinese, and they're blaming they're blaming Russia for it, but it's really the Chinese behind it.
You know what I think, Lee? I don't think, you know, here's what I think. I don't think the Red Chinese or the Russians either one hacked. It's our own damn stupid government, our own deep state that's doing what? Any, if there's any yeah. hacking done. It's been proved, but they've been caught red-handed manufacturing votes. They've run Republican overseers. They've actually run Republican vote counters, you know, oversee people that go in and oversee the elections to make sure they're square. They've run them all. They've been videotaped 5,000 ways this Sunday, bringing in bogus votes, just sacks full of them. They have votes that have been counted that there was no name on them, no address, nothing. And you know what? And we're supposed to sit there and take that crap, Lee? Lee, do you think in your own mind, do you think that that we can ever have an honest election in this country again? We cannot vote our way out of this mess right here, Lee. What do you think?
Well, unless Trump declares the Resurrection Act, the Insurrection Act, it's going to be hard. We'll just have to reform America's government. Try to work with Texas to declare our independence from the communist state, you know, if we can. That's why Trump needs to, you know, declare the Insurrection Act so we all don't end up in penal camps and stuff like that. But if he doesn't act within the next 2 weeks, it's going to be hard.
Amen, Lee. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. Here's what we need to do. We need to get General Michael Flynn, ass-kicking Irish general, three-star general. His dad, he came from nothing. You know, his dad was a sergeant in the Army. His mother was a blue-collar working lady. He came to be on his own merit. He didn't know some kind of a Zionist Jewish, you know, congressman. He went in there, went all the way, three-star general. He is calling for the solution. He is saying we need to mobilize. And, I'll paraphrase him. We need to bring together the militia, the constitutional militia of the several states. I believe that's the way it's worded in the Constitution. Yeah. We have to have the militia. A lot of the military will not go along with us. I don't know how much. But he's saying, General Flynn, and I wish – I've been trying to get a hold of General Flynn. I would give my eye teeth if I could get him on this show. I would volunteer. I would follow General Michael Flynn to hell and back. I will also follow, I wish we could get General Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General, and Major General Nick Glastovic come over here to organize the People's Army of the United States and kick these communist SOBs out. And I'm going to tell you what, they just got, Lee, and you know this, we talked about this, they've just, I don't know if Trump was behind it, but they fast-tracked the firing squads back. We're going to have to go and do... You know what the people said, Lee? These are leftists, are communists, people like Bernie Sanders, his staff has said it. All these communists have been saying that they need to re-educate 73 million people, the people that voted for Trump. If they can't re-educate them, they're going to do us away. Do away with us. Well, we need to do like Stalin did. By God, Stalin knew to take care of his enemies. We need to get these people and round them up and take them and let them repent. And then if they want, give them the black hood, by God, because that's the only thing that's going to straighten this country out. You cannot leave these suckers around because they're going to come. They never give up. They come back and haunt us. But, yeah, just to repeat, Liam, we'll go back to you. General Michael Flynn says he told Trump he needs to declare martial law, bring the military out, redo a complete new vote. And I'll say more than that. He said in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia. That's what needs to be done at bayonet point to keep these Black Lives Matter and all these Antifa, to keep them the hell out of there where we can have a fair vote. Back to you, Lee.
Well, that's true, because that way we can take back at least make sure the elections are fair, and Trump gets in another 4 years, and we have to arrest all these insurrectionists in the FBI, the CIA, you know, and maybe even in some of the healthcare. We need to arrest thousands and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay.
The entire deep state. Well, Lee, we got to go to a quick break. I don't know if you can hear the music now. We're going to go to a quick break. I think, you know what, Matt may be calling after a while. I don't know. We got a quick text from him. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As of right now, we have not yet reached a final agreement, regretfully.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to work behind the scenes on a new COVID-19 relief package and the bill to fund the government into 2021. The Kentucky Republican, not the only one who believes something needs to be done.
I am so frustrated now by the inability of us to act like adults with responsibility.
Maryland Democratic Senator Steny Hoyer. Moderna is partnering with the McKesson Pharmaceutical Company for the rollout of the new coronavirus vaccine. Vials will be filled with the vaccine at a site in Indiana. From there, it will be transported to hospitals around the country using UPS and FedEx hubs in Louisville and Memphis. Shipping set to begin this weekend. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home, but call your grandparents and your cousins and your family. And it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year, it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
Alphabet Inc.'s Google is planning on offering free weekly at-home COVID-19 testing for all of its United States employees and plans to expand globally next year. The company recommending every staffer be tested, although it's not mandatory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, people, that beautiful music right there was picked by the fellow who's just getting ready to come on to join me in a minute. I've just got another message from Simon. He's still not being able to get through. How you doing tonight, Matt?
Things are good here. I'm getting very excited about 2021. We're about to see some terrifying sights. So let me tell you, I've been reading a lot about Romans, and you got me excited when you said that song, because I want you to know what that song is. When the German people were getting very interested in their Aryan ancestry and identifying themselves as a white nation, they were writing songs like that, which was a throwback. It was Latin. It was a throwback to the Roman Empire. And the Germans were basically making a statement to the world that they are the new Holy Roman Empire and that their land is sacred to them and that they're going to defend it at all costs. People, if you don't have this kind of mentality, you're not going to survive 2021. You see what they've done in 2020. I want you people to wake up and get ready now in December. Even right now, get ready. The hour is the 12th hour, but get ready for 2021. Because what they're trying to unleash on us is absolute hell on earth. And it started in places that were far from your minds while you were slumbering. It started in places like South Africa. Most white people weren't even interested in South Africa. I certainly didn't even think about it 4 years ago. And then we met our friend Simon, who came to beg and plead with us that we're on the same course they are. People, you need to prepare your hearts, prepare your minds now for 2021. Eddie, you fired me up. Speaking about the Romans, Paul wrote a letter to the Romans. I want to talk to all you weak Christians out there who listen to these weak little pastors that give this Romans 13, we have to obey the government on every little thing. Okay? That's an incorrect interpretation of Romans chapter 13. Let me explain Romans chapter 13 with Romans chapter 6. Paul did everything chronologically. 6 comes before chapter 13. Okay? He says in Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Eddie, does that mean obey evil?
It means, I'll tell you what, it means to obey God, not man. You know, you're absolutely right.
He goes on, he says, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin, listen, people, 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. People, Romans chapter 13, if your pastor is telling you that means to obey all the government, you need to leave that false prophet and get out from that church, run. Romans chapter 13, he says two verses, then he explains what those verses mean. That's what pastors often neglect. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Yes, but he explains what those powers are. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, that thou shalt have praise of the same. He says very clearly in Romans 13, governments are supposed to be a terror to evil. Christians, you should have come out of these pagan, baby-murdering, sick, psychopathic societies years ago. You should have come out from them and turned your face from them and said, no, that's not what we're doing as a people. So that's Romans chapter 13. Don't put yourself under dominion of men. Put it under dominion of God, ultimately. Eddie, back to you.
Well, you know, we just got another text from Simon, and he still can't get through. If I get time in a minute, I'll play over the air one of the voicemails he left me. It's such a privilege to know a man like that. It's such a privilege to know you, Matt, and all of us guys, and Rich, and Gene, and all of us guys that rode to Charlottesville together. But you know what? You know what? It just so happens I have the entire book, Romans 13. I've yet to download it on my website from Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. These idiot preachers, and you know what, Matt? I don't know if they're so much idiot if they've just been bought off, because I challenged them to prove that they have not been bought off. They're bringing we have one of the oldest Baptist churches in Memphis. If it's not the oldest, it's called First Baptist Church. It's on Parkway in Poplar. Parkway was put into being probably around 1910. It's beautiful, tree lined. It goes completely around the old part of Memphis. At the time it was built, it was like on the periphery, but now it's like in Midtown. And, you know, this church, First Baptist, beautiful church, blue blood money. Guess what? They have a sodomite minister. You tell me that you're going to go to a Baptist church and you're going to listen to a sodomite minister tell you, turn your gun to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all these Satan-worshipping Luciferian Bolsheviks you're going to let them disarm you. You're going to follow them. You're going to obey every dictate that comes down to the path. No. You know what? That book, the law that God is talking about, is God's law. The government he was talking about was the government set in heaven. It's in the Holy Bible. But you're absolutely. I mean, you're right. I mean, man, I I just get frustrated trying to figure out how some of these people are supposed to be so smart can think they should do follow every dictate of this stupid Luciferian government we have right now.
If they are false prophets. And, you know, if we do not have a government like that over us that is a terror to evil, it is a Christian's duty. It is their duty to try to go separate themselves from that society and formulate a new government and a new system that actually is a terror to evil. Otherwise, you end up with absolute anarchy on the street, absolutely no law code, and Paul says that law makes you aware of your sin. He says that many times in Romans, that the law serves to make you aware of your sin. These people that live around us that you call your white brothers and sisters, and oftentimes they're not even white, but these people in America, they are not aware of their sins because they have no law code. They have no morality. They have no law. People, Christians, it is your duty to turn away from this system. Turn your back on it and shun it and say, no, we're not doing that. And, you know, I get so sick of these people who pretend like we need to reach out to these normies and everything and try to wake them up and stir them. People, they're dead. They're dead in their own
sins. They are.
They're dead in their own heart. Leave them. We've got to form something better. Stop preaching to these people. Stop trying to wake them up. Start working with the people that are awake and build a better, newer society. Build the next Holy Roman Empire.
Absolutely. You know, Paul, going back, Mary, what you said, Paul said that the law, and I'll paraphrase it, was like a school teacher. It was a school schoolmaster to try to teach us. You know, without the law, we would not be aware of our sin. You know, and he said that, and he even said he couldn't obey the law. His father could not obey the law. Their fathers could not obey the law. You know, we were free to the law. We have freedom in Christ. But, you know, leaving that, we see such mass evil here in the United States, Matt, you and I, and all people that are right thinking and have their minds about them, just in the past 6 to 7 months. It's just, I never dreamed we would see such warp speed change. We have seen more change in the past 6-7 months than we have in all my 73 years prior to that. I'll be 74 years old in April. Now, I've never seen anything so fast, such change. And I'm going to tell you what, God does not expect us to sit here and watch evil reign. I guarantee you, if we had a God that expects you to sit here and let's watch old ladies get raped, little children get raped, to see little children put into, you know, sexual slavery and transported around the world. If we have a God like that, he's a God of possums. He's the God, Lord of the flies, we read about when I was in high school. He's the Lord of all flies and maggots. No God would allow that to happen. No God would expect you to sit on your butt and watch people be mutilated and killed. He would not expect us to sit here and watch our kids be indoctrinated by these cross-dressing freaks coming into the school building like they have in California to soon be here in Memphis, and reading these cross-dressing demonic freaks dressed in demon regalia, reading demon-possessed nursery rhymes to our school children. Do you think God really expects that? And with that, we hear the music coming. When we come back, we go back to Matt.
No, resounding no. I've got more to say.
Yes, sir.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help. And thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I hope you're holding on with us tonight. And listen, and truly, I beg you to pray for our nation. Pray for, because you know what? We're not very far behind South Africa. Now, we don't have our electricity cut off nationwide. We don't have our water cut off. But they're talking about doing that, people. You know, what's going on? Just to refresh you, what's going on, if you, in case you just tuned in South Africa right now. We were supposed to have our dear brother Simon Roach on. He says he's so angry he can spit blood. He can't. They have no Wi-Fi. They have no internet, no phone service, no electricity, no water, nothing. Meanwhile, those black, you know, feral animals are short distance in the same villages celebrating in these nice resorts. They have their electricity, they have their water, they have everything, yet they're just sticking it to our white brothers and sisters. And you know what? I'll say this. You've heard me say this before, man. I'm sure you've heard it. I delivered groceries when I was a kid in South Memphis, and I would have to go in these shotgun houses where the grandma and the mama, there would be like three generations, like a great-grandmother, a grandmother, and a mother, and there would be like four, five, six, eight, these stepping stone kids, and you would have to go through the shotgun house, and you would see these beds that had been urinated on every night, and the stench was just almost, it got so bad I couldn't go in, and the fellow who owned the grocery store that we own on number 24 on Richmond Avenue, Mississippi Boulevard, it's long been torn down, he said I didn't have to go back there. I could leave the groceries on the porch. Now, this story leads to a point. I had rather sleep in the bed, in one of those urine-soaked beds, with five or six of those urine-soaked black feral animal Negroes, than to have to be associated with a self-hating white cuck. I despise those people. You know, we're supposed to be a member of the great white, you know, we have this identity. Well, maybe so, but I'm going to tell you what, 80% of these people we're talking about, they would turn on you in a fight. I've seen it. They'll turn on you. They'll leave you sitting there with, you know what, in your hand and desert you in a heartbeat. They will, you know what, at least half of these people would fight you to the death to kill you over some black. They hate themselves. And you know what? You can only blame so much of it on the Frankfurt School. I blame a lot of it on their evil heart, you know, and I despise them. It's time. I know I'm kind of rambling. I know I'm kind of shook up, but it's time to get air. It's time to fight. It's time to stand up. Anyway,
Eddie, I just got these people are absolutely worthless. They're just worthless maggots, and they don't stand up for anything. I've seen white people run countless times in my life over fear. Literally run, turn around, and they're running behind me, away from the action. I've seen that several times. White people have often surrendered their manhood, and I question where these men's spirits are. Seriously, you know, you asked a great rhetorical question before the break. You said, "Will God sit idly by and allow these rapes and murders to happen?" Absolutely not. There would have been no reason for Jesus Christ to come down and die on the cross if God were the type to say, we'll just sit idly by and let this evil happen. There's absolutely no reason to die on the cross. It would have been pointless, people, and there would have been no reason for all of that. So absolutely it wouldn't. So would you sit idly by and watch your brethren get attacked? On South Africa. I know I'm not Simon, and I do a very poor stand-in for him. He's a great man. But let me give you a little stats that happened. In recent months, the government has declared that they're going to do some sort of basic little inquiry into the farm murders, basically. And guess what's happened since then? More farm attacks and more farm murders have cranked up. In the month of December alone, on one group I'm a member of, I saw stats that said 17 farm attacks have happened across South Africa, 8 farm murders. This is just December. Just in December alone, 8 farm murders and 1 averted. Folks, we're in what is it, day 18, day 19 of December? That's a farm attack
day 19.
A day.
And keep in mind, Matt, that there's not near as you're talking about a much smaller number of farms than there were even 2 years ago. So you're talking about, in a percentage wise, if you're talking about a per capita of farmland, of farm people, that's an astronomical number. You know, as a matter of fact, a couple of 2-3 weeks ago, we had a deer child on, a mere child, 21-year-old child. Her last name was, I pronounce it Miller. She pronounced it Mueller, probably, but she was owned. And you know what? She's from a farming family. I'm sitting here worried, just really worried. I can just think of the beautiful children, the beautiful 9 children in that family, them and their parents went in there several generations ago and carved a great nation out of a wilderness. They have great farms. They had just pristine medical centers. As a matter of fact, you brought it up, and rightfully so, that Dr. Bernard Christensen, or Christian Bernard, we talked about that when I was in junior high school. He performed the first heart transplant in the world. But, you know, I'm getting aside there. But, you know, you're right. I tell you what, I cannot for the life of me understand why other white people will take sides against their own people. And I've said this before. I will say it one more time before we go back to you, Matt. I liken it to a mother dog, a mammy dog with, you know, a litter of 6 or 8 beagles. And when they're born, she bites them in the throat to kill them. And she starts nursing a litter of rats, rat cubs, you know, the little rat cubs. It's the same thing. There's no lower person on the face of the earth than someone who will turn on their own kin, their own kind, and desert them for other race. That's just the way I feel. And I can't stand them. And we have to get them out of our ranks. You know what, Matt? And in the end, I'm going to ask you, Matt, this is like a 2-3-pronged question. Do you think we're going to be able to vote our way out of this? Looking, even if the voting machines weren't rigged, even if the voting system was honest, were outnumbered, you know, 1,000,000,000 to 1, do you think that we're going to be able to rehabilitate these lying, stinking, pedophile, Satan-worshipping congressmen and the senators? I mean, do you think, are we going to be able to get out of this peaceably? Are we going to have to stand on our fight like men, like our ancestors did in 1776 and in 1860? Back to you, Matt.
Just to answer your question, no, there is no voting your way out. When have they actually allowed you to vote on a real issue other than they let you token supposedly pick? But they don't. Clearly, this 2021 election has showed you at least that you don't even have that right to pick your own president or your own electorate. No, you don't even have that right. But when before now have they ever actually let you vote on anything? People, I've said it before, y'all have heard me say it, but they didn't let you vote in 1913 on the IRS. They didn't let you vote on the Gold Confiscation Act. They didn't let you vote on either World War. They didn't let you vote on Vietnam War. They didn't let you vote on going into Korea War. They didn't let you vote on Roe versus Wade. They didn't let you vote on homosexual rights and perverts coming into schools and taking your kids' minds away. They didn't let you vote on locking up people who are supposed to be doing a duly elected position, people like Kim Davis, who when they opposed it, they were locked up. They didn't let you vote on that, even though you did vote to put her in office. Oh, I could go on and on, Eddie. There is no vote out of this. It's time to sharpen the battle axes and get them ready. That's all there is to it. And all of the problems we're facing right now is because we've allowed foreigners to come into our land.
Yes.
And dictate to us what our culture looks like. They have come, we've allowed them to take over our land and tell us what we believe. That's the entire problem. I read an UNS Review article the other day that nailed it. We cannot allow a right-leaning movement to accept members like Jews because those people are not from us. Those people are not of us. They're a foreign people. When you allow a foreign ideology to come in, expect America in 2021. Expect this kind of reaction. Expect this kind of system to happen. Why would you expect anything different? Why would you expect it to turn into what you had in 1920 or 1910 or 1890? Why would you expect foreign populations to create that? No, that has to come from us and our souls and our hearts. We have to produce this. And it's time for men to stop. It's time for men to stop running, stop turning and running, get angry, and grab people by the collar. That's what you have to do. That's the only answer to this. That's the only thing that the evil is going to respond to. Evil is a tyranny against good people. Law is a tyranny to evil. And godly servants of the law are a tyrants to evil, or a terror to evil, as the Bible says. No, there's no vote to this. Back to you, Eddie.
You nailed it, Matt. You know, and we do have a foreigner. We have an invader in our midst, and he's been here for years and years and years. It's the same invader that pushed through the Federal Reserve Act that you mentioned in 1913. It's the same invader, the same foreigner, the same parasite that runs Hollywood 100%. It's got all this pornographic, this filth, scum in all the movies in Hollywood coming out. You know what? You can have movies about pedophilia. You can have a movie about sex changes and how cool it is. It's the same power that's brought in this LGBT stuff into our schools. The same foreigner that's getting these cross-dressing freaks out into the schools, reading poetry to our kids. It's the same foreigner that's got our borders torn wide open. The same foreigners that's trying to take away our firearms and make us sit down and bow to Baal. The same foreigners that tried to destroy the United States ship Liberty. The same foreigner that's tried to get us in every single stinking illegal war, going all the way back to World War I, even prior to that. But we're about to run out of time. You know, man, I certainly appreciate you coming on tonight, man. I'm so fired up. We got Monica Schaefer. We got Ronnie Schaefer coming on the second hour, just a minute, Matt. So I'm going to give you the closing words, Matt, my brother.
Tell all your young brother. Beg them to not take this vaccine. I don't think there's any going back from taking this vaccine, people. I don't think there's any going back. Once you take it, I believe you're in the system permanently. That's my beliefs on it. That's my opinion. I was watching something earlier that showed how they use facial recognition when you're going to go through, like, airports. That the facial recognition is going to show them that you've had the vaccine. That's your head, your forehead. The right hand could be your cell phone in the right hand showing the green check mark that you've had the vaccine. Okay? What more do you need? The litmus test and the revelation is that you won't be able to buy, sell, trade without it. They've made it clear that you got to have a mask on to buy, sell, and trade. People, this thing has all the marks of the mark of the beast. Don't take the vaccine, but furthermore, beg, plead, and preach to all your family and friends to not take this. And prepare for 2021 with all your heart, soul, mind. Prepare with all your purchases. Get life organized so that you can withstand the time.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. We're totally out of time, my brother. Thank you for calling in tonight. We really appreciate it. Really enjoy it. People, hang on to your hat. We're going to the second hour. We're going to pick up Monica Schaefer. Be right back.